Today's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We did see in USDA's most recent report an increase in the export number for the 2012 marketing year, in part due to the sales and shipments that we've been observing over this past month. We have seen weekly export shipments in particular pick up as we look at the most recent week. In fact, there were more than 468,000 bales shipped. So as USDA is observing this pickup in activity, they did come in and increase the marketing year total to 12.5 million bales. When we add that to a projected mill use of 3.4 million bales, then total disappearance of U.S. cotton is right now estimated at 15.9, which will leave us with an ending stock total on July 31 of 4.5 million bales.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the current marketing year in terms of U.S. exports, China continues to represent the largest customer with over 4 million bales sold, and those are followed by Turkey and Mexico as customers number 2 and 3.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Also in the USDA report, we had estimates for the global crop, and USDA did increase the world production by 120,000 bales, and now they put the 2012 crop at just under 119 million bales. That is going to be substantially higher than world mill use, which is projected at 106 million bales. So for the second year in a row, we're going to see an increase in world ending stocks, and currently the USDA estimate is for those stocks to be at 81.9 million bales, which will be a record level of stocks and gives us a stocks-to-use ratio of 77%.